This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fox News is just breaking a story that they found a photo of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and a Ukrainian gas company CEO from 2014. About the same time all this was transpiring. But Joe didn't know. Joe doesn't, you know, his kids don't tell him anything.
Hey, they can golf.
We got a rule.
They're just golfing. Nothing being done there.
Joe didn't know.
Nothing to see here, nothing to see here.
Move on.
That's the new campaign slogan. Joe didn't know.
Joe didn't know. That'll get him elected president.
Biden 2020.
No, Joe didn't know. No, Joe didn't know. No.
You guys did see the thing about Jesse Ventura contemplating a 2020 run.
As a matter of fact, I did.
Yeah.
Now, how about Hillary? Will Hillary jump back in?
Well, she's she's been sort of hanging out in, what did I say yesterday, the solarium? I don't know where she was just sort of, you know, nursing her wound somewhere, but she is sort of back into the play now. I don't know. She's a lot of places, so there is that rumor out there.
I'll never forget when Ventura was sitting in a gubernatorial debate in Minnesota, and they were all talking about something. He's just sitting there looking and looking, and finally he says, "I don't know, but every time every one of you talk, all I feel is you're reaching into my wallet."
he was a fun one. All right, let's get rolling here with another hour. What's on your mind? Couple things to tell you before we bring in our guest, who knows. You know, the puzzle pieces very, very well to this whole impeachment thing. I read his stuff all the time, and you're going to find all kinds of little nuggets there. And also knows a little bit about Minnesota. And the president of the United States is coming to Minnesota. His name is Donald J. Trump. He's the 45th president of the United States. He'll be at Target Center on October 10th at 7 p.m. The doors to the venue open at 4 p.m. I don't have all the details yet, but we are in the process of putting together a way for you to go with us there and come along for the ride. And it'll be on a bus, and you know, we'll see how many people want to do that. I think you know, I don't know about you, I like going to things like that with more people. I don't like getting in my car, driving all alone, going out and then kind of, you know, just doing it as a group. It's very fun. We've done it before, and so it'd be a lot of fun. We'd probably go down the night before just so we can get, you know, hotel close, and then everybody can get in line when they want to get in line, you know, because you don't know. I think that place is going to be full. I just have a funny feeling. I really do. So, and then don't forget, we have the Washington, D.C. thing as well. I need to keep telling you about that because the deadline is fast approaching on that now, especially because of the White House tour. So if you want in on the White House trip, Capitol, White House, you know, all kinds of great meals. My wife told me yesterday that I said we get to dine on the U.S. Titanic.
What?
Yeah, I guess I said that. I meant to say Odyssey. There's this dining cruise that goes around.
I missed that.
We have no cruises on the Titanic. Usually
no.
These guys catch my little, what are they?
Little faux pas.
Little faux pas, little gaffes. So anyway, we're not going to put you on the Titanic. But we are going to put you into all of the sites you need to see. Arlington National Cemetery, big part of that. Holocaust Museum, Bible Museum, the archives. We're going to jam it all in. Great hotel. Everything's taken care of. You just go along for the ride and see all these awesome sites. That's what we do. So if you'd like to go, send me a text and I'll get you the information right away. Just put DC in the text, 701-367-2054. Or email scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com. All I need is DC in the subject. That's all I need. Or text 701-367-2054. Ed Morrissey is here. Ed is a columnist with Hot Air. And, again, must read. Very important. Ed, how you doing?
Well, thanks for having me on today.
Good to catch up with you again. You're an enormously good resource, and really just to do wonderful work. So we appreciate what you do for sure. And we've been talking to the audience today just a little bit about the puzzle of all this, right?
Right.
So if the puzzle pieces of this whole thing, come together, what are the important nuggets? And everybody's got a different puzzle piece. My puzzle piece right now is there must be no there in this impeachment inquiry related to the call with the Ukraine and the transcript, because they keep saying it's more than it obviously is, that I can read for myself in the document. So that tells me, Rudy Giuliani's another puzzle piece we talked about. He just is a tenacious in the amount of information that he's throwing out there. How about you? What are your puzzle pieces that have you believe that are the most important pieces of this whole thing?
Well, I think it's going to end up being Rudy Giuliani, because I suspect that what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to draw lines between the conversation that took place in July between Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky, who's the new president of Ukraine at the time, and the work that Giuliani was doing on the ground there. And there are already one of the prosecutors, or the one that got fired not long after the call between Trump and Zelensky, says that he told Giuliani that there wasn't any dirt to dig up on Hunter Biden, but that Giuliani was still pressing him to reopen the investigation into Hunter Biden specifically. And he said, if you open an investigation in the United States, meaning in the United States, we'll be glad to cooperate with it, but we didn't find anything on Hunter Biden when we investigated him. And I think what you're going to find is that Democrats are going to look at whatever Giuliani was doing there and try to draw a very bright line connecting that to Donald Trump and the call to Zelensky as part of an argument that he was using the authority of the U.S. to benefit himself personally in the next election. And I think you're also going to see they're going to try to connect that somehow to the withholding of aid, because aid was held up to Ukraine that had been approved by Congress at one point, and it was held up, and they're worried that, or well, not worried, they're hoping, I should say, to find Giuliani's fingerprints on that as part of the overall scheme that they're alleging. So, there's still some questions to be answered about what Giuliani exactly was doing out there and why Giuliani was the guy doing it, rather than somebody in the State Department who might have been able to do it with a little bit more finesse.
Another thing I think is interesting is the call to the Ukraine happened the day after Mueller flamed out, did that disastrous performance before the Congress. And I see the president talking about things that have yet to be determined and should be determined and investigated related to the 2016 election.
Right. I mean, that was the favor comment, right? I mean, you saw CNN put an ellipsis to try to connect Donald Trump's favor comment to an investigation of the Bidens, an ellipsis that skipped over 540 words in the transcript. I mean, it was an absurd presentation that CNN did, and NPR did the same thing, by the way. So it wasn't just CNN. But the favor comment was about working with the Department of Justice on looking into the CrowdStrike thing, meaning the DNC server hack, which had nothing to do with the Bidens, has nothing to do with Burisma either. It has to do with the Department of Justice's investigation into the FBI's Operation Crossfire Hurricane investigation into Carter Page, the DNC hack, and Russian interference. Now, that's an investigation everybody knows about. I mean, that's the Department of Justice has been looking into that through its inspector general for some time. The inspector general was still working on it at the time that this call took place. There is a separate investigation that everybody also knows about by U.S. Attorney John Huber, I think his name is, and that's public too. So I mean that's really nothing much. It has nothing to do with the 2020 election. It has to do with an existing probe that everybody's already well aware about looking into the origins of the Operation Crossfire Hurricane investigation, and specifically the FISA warrant. And so that, to me, I mean, you're not hearing a whole lot about that anymore, because I don't think it really rises to a level of deep concern. It's just that the word favor appeared right after Zelensky talked about purchasing more Javelin missile systems, which is a sensitive topic, and very sensitive topic, especially with the Russians, who are the targets of those Javelin missiles and aren't too keen on us selling Ukraine any more of them.
texter says that prosecutor said Hunter Biden didn't break any of their laws.
Yes.
Again, is it something we could see as credible? And is Rudy Giuliani right when he goes through this laundry list of questions that really have come out nowhere? I mean, I know the New Yorker and some other magazine did a rather deep dive on this a number of years ago, but has anything been done to definitively go through this chapter and verse? And when they say, oh, that's been investigated, has it been?
Well, Ukraine's been investigating off and on for several years. The problem, I think, with the Hunter Biden part of this is that the corruption at Burisma took place before Hunter Biden was appointed to the board. Hunter Biden was appointed to the board in order to sort of make Burisma more politically connected in order to fend off some of those investigations. I don't think anybody, as far as I know, I don't think anybody alleges that Hunter Biden had any kind of operational role at Burisma at all. He was basically a trophy board member so that they could have, you know, some sort of in with the Obama administration.
That's a big problem. It's a big problem when your dad's the vice president, isn't it?
Right.
Hang on. We'll talk more about this after the break. Don't go away.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganb.org. That's tioganb.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com.
I'm afraid, won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't
wish I could sing like that. In the night, close your eyes. He's really, you know, he's got, I mean, you look up country music singer in the dictionary and the voice is right there. That's the photo, Luke Combs, right?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the hot new ones.
By the way, that is a great song.
You look that up in a dictionary?
Ton of meaning if you've lost a dad. Really means a lot. So it's a great song. It's very, very well done. Very touching. So I'm at the Target Center on Saturday night in the Twin Cities. So just a little ramped up about Luke Combs. But
country will do that, yeah, yeah, exactly. Touch them heartstrings.
Exactly right. Okay, more with our friend Ed Morrissey. Talk a little bit about the President of the United States, Donald Trump, coming to Minneapolis. I'm saying that slow because we had somewhere between 300 and 400 texts during the break saying, where is the president coming? Is he coming to North Dakota? October 10th, Target Center, Minneapolis. And if you want to go aboard a bus with some fellow red hat wearing fans, stay tuned for more details. Probably have all the details buttoned on, down on that tomorrow. Okay? All right. Ed Morrissey is back here. We're talking about the investigation, the impeachment circus that's going on. And also, as I mentioned, I want to talk a little bit about that rally, too. Get Ed's take on that, given your years in the... Are you still in Minnesota physically?
In Minnesota.
What's that?
Yes, I've been for 22 years now.
22 years. Yeah, amazing. So I knew you were there, but I didn't know if you left there when you got big time. Busy work covering the swamp and everything else going on.
Well, when I get big time, I'll let you know.
So, okay, just to finish on where we were going, you know, what Hunter Biden did, what we know he did, stinks to high heaven unless you actually believe he's doing it completely independent of his dad and also that that he was not given these jobs because of his dad.
Oh, of course. Right, of course, and it's not just Ukraine, by the way. It's also China. There's he's got business in China that it has to be explained that way too. But what the issue is, I think, is that this is really about Joe Biden. It's not really so much about Hunter Biden, and it's about Joe Biden allowing himself to be that close to what is very clearly influence peddled by his son and by his brother in other contexts. And not doing anything to stop it and not really distancing himself from it either. I mean, there's pictures of Joe Biden taking Hunter Biden to China with him while Hunter Biden is conducting business opportunities in China and Joe Biden is conducting foreign policy there during the Obama administration.
And let me add Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Tiffany, the three Trump children that are outside of government in any form, are absolutely restrained from doing anything of the sort. I mean, they're losing money. They're having to, you know, not do business in places they normally would do business because their dad is president of the United States. So the Trump family is actually getting punished, and the Biden family is doing this, and everybody says, oh, what's the big deal?
Right. And yeah, I mean, certainly there's a double standard being applied here. But I think going to Ukraine to try to dig up wrongdoing on Hunter Biden's part misses the point. I don't think Hunter Biden was doing anything for Burisma. I think that's the problem. I think it's clearly he was just hired to be window dressing so that they could have an in with Biden and the Obama administration. And so I think when Yuri Lutsenko says we didn't find any law breaking on Hunter Biden's part in Ukraine, you know, that may very well be the case, and they may be barking up the wrong tree. They should be focusing on the influence peddling with Joe Biden more than whatever Hunter Biden may or may not have done in Ukraine. And so that may have been a mistake on Giuliani's part, and maybe being so public about it was another mistake by Giuliani.
But do you have full confidence that there's no wrongdoing here of the Bidens? You've seen anything that tells you... No worries here. This has all been looked at, and the dots don't connect. No big deal. No, there.
No, but you have to have evidence. evidence that something actually happened before you can make the claim, right? I mean,
right, yeah. But I mean,
there's no evidence. I mean, that's the same thing with Robert Mueller and the report. They found no evidence of collusion. So there's, I mean, people can scream about it all they want, but Mueller found no evidence of collusion, no evidence of colluding with Russian intelligence. And I think we're in the same position here with Hunter Biden in Ukraine. There's no evidence of it. But what you do have is you've got Joe Biden's son out there getting $50,000 a month for basically sitting around and looking pretty while Joe Biden is vice president of the United States and intervening in Ukraine's internal political affairs by demanding changes in prosecutors. I mean, that to me is a problem enough. That's bad enough. And that's what the Trump campaign should have focused on.
I was at the Capitol last week, the U.S. Capitol, and, on a little stroll with Senator Kevin Cramer. And I had told him that our audience was very upset with the fact the Republicans weren't fighting more on behalf of Trump, and that most of that ire was directed at Lindsey Graham because he chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. So, a few minutes later, he goes to find Lindsey Graham, bring him to me, and say, you need to hear this. So I recite basically what I just told you, added a few more examples, and he says two things. One, he says, tell your audience, we have to fight smart. We are working on fighting smart. We're not going to go just half-cocked on all these things that come up, because if there isn't anything there, there's nothing to fight over. Number two, he says, I've seen a portion of what's going to be revealed in the Inspector General's report. The investigation by Horowitz of all of the FISA abuse and the next shooter drop in Washington from the Inspector General. He said, you won't believe what's in there. It's going to rock this town. I took that for as for him saying, basically, this is small ball. Wait for the big one. And trust me, it's going to be a big deal. What do you make of that?
I think that's the reason why the House Democrats want to expand this thing to William Barr and John Huber and their attempts to link up with investigators in Ukraine and other countries. I think Italy was one of them, regarding the beginnings of the FBI Operation Crossfire Hurricane. They want to discredit it or at least tarnish it as much as possible, because I think it's going to be that damaging. And so I think that this impeachment push is in part because of what of them going after the Bidens in Ukraine, but I also think it's in part to take the edge off of what Horowitz is going to reveal and what Huber is going to find in his investigation.
The president will be here in a few days. Pretty amazing. I don't doubt that place will be packed. What do you make of the president's popularity in Minnesota? Is that why they're so worried about this guy?
Well, I think they're worried about it, and I think they should be, because he is popular there, and he's popular in areas that Democrats used to win, like the Iron Range, for instance, and he's popular out in western Minnesota. You guys are very familiar with that, and there's a possibility that he could help flip that Colin Peterson seat, and I think they're concerned about that as well. He still has to show that he can drive up voter turnout in Minnesota. That didn't really happen the last time. Hillary Clinton just drove down Democratic turnout. So it remains to be seen, but these rallies do help, and I think that'll be a big
fantastic stuff, Ed. Thanks a ton. Hotair.com. Bookmark.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Yes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated the law, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives me wild. She drives me wild.
Kind of got the Luke Combs thing going today, don't we?
Beautiful, crazy, she can't help us.
There we go. 28 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind.
How was the show? How do you, how was the concert?
It's good. It's just one song after another, but the nice part is he tells a few stories along the way.
Okay.
I really like that. Where, you know, how, I'm more interested in what the story is, you know, about, what the song's about, what the, you know, the what led him to, you know, write something like that. I like that. I don't know. Rather than the songs that I might tap my toe to, but not really know what's going on.
Right.
So, no, I enjoyed it. It was good. It was wonderful. Little, our daughter actually loves Luke Combs, Haley, so. It was her idea, and it was kind of an impromptu thing, and we had a blast. It was really nice. Actually bought some tickets on StubHub. Those are the ones where you know they're not being scammed, right?
Yeah, the brokers or whatever.
Yeah, and they were actually seats in a suite is what they were. And evidently the Wild must have this suite in the Target Center, I'm sorry, XL Energy Center, and they just use it for whatever. So it's kind of neat. Todd, you have that red meat comment from a listener. Throw us a little red meat after I tell you about MyPillow.
You've all dangerous.
MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. And our friend Michael Lindell, the founder, the inventor, the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. And how can they do that? Good discounts. No, great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. You'll see 50% off MyPillow, up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a lot more. Like the body pillow, it's more than 50% off. $89.99, but with the promo code Scott, it's only $29.99. And, of course, it still comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, the 10-year warranty, all of that. Radio listener specials after you go to MyPillow.com and then use the promo code Scott for the savings. Call this number, 800-506-9028. For those of us going to the Twin Cities to see the president, at the Target Center on the 19th, or the 10th, rather, of October, you should know that the president will be introduced, I've heard, by, well, usually some family members, but also Don Jr. probably, but also Eric Trump, his son, but also Mike Lindell from MyPillow. So that's kind of cool. That's right. All right. So I need to get to this caller, and then we're going to do planes. I know what you're thinking, planes, trains, and automobiles. No, it's drones, planes, and people coming up with Tom Sawyer, Tom Kendall, my co-pilots for this monthly chat on all things aviation, including today some talk about the new Williston Airport. Who built
the airport? Funny how you always do a MyPillow and then you think about that movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Those aren't pillows. I am headed up to Williston for a broadcast Friday. We're going to get a sneak peek. You can see it on Saturday, but we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But first, red meat.
Okay, I just heard the report. International group of scientists did a study, and they found out that red meat isn't really as bad for you as they originally said it was. They say there's really no increased risk for cancer or whatever when you eat red meat. Okay. And then the same story, they said that U.S.-based scientists or whatever wanted to keep that report from being published because they say it sends a wrong message. The research is the research. They're reporting on what the research found. Now, are we in that dire straits where if a group of scientists doesn't want us to hear something, they're going to say we can't hear it? It's like an global warming people. No matter what, global warming's true, anything contrary to that is craziness. Well, all this is saying that, well, maybe eating red meat isn't quite as bad as everyone thought it was. And they want to silence that. There's a problem there. That sounds like communism to me.
It's a very interesting take on that, and I would agree with you with what you're saying. Why wouldn't you want that out there? Why shouldn't it be out there? And I hope most of you didn't take that advice in the first place. There's nothing like North Dakota beef. My goodness. Incredible. And healthy. Protein, the nutrition, all of that. But fake news, fake science is out there. I think of that. We have the secretary of the VA in town today. And he's, in addition to touring the Fargo VA, which is great, he also is going to go to the hyperbaric clinic, healing a clinic. And healing with hyperbarics is the official name of the clinic. Anyway, look at that. There's zillions of examples, in this case of veterans that have been helped, and you have doctors at the VA and the scientists who say, no, it doesn't work. So you got to go with the whole thing. So it's that important. All right, let's get it going. Drones, planes, and people, folks, from Grand Sky, the one and only Tom Sawyer. That's right. With the heart as big as Texas, right there. That's our buddy Tom Sawyer and the Grand Sky. How are you, sir?
I am very well today, very well.
Tommy Kendall is here from EyeSight RPV Services. Hello, Tommy.
Good morning, Scott and Big Boy.
He calls me Big Boy. Don't you? And you have forever.
Maybe that was me because
I was singing Todd.
I'm kind of large.
Who are you saying Big Boy to? You better clarify this, Tommy, before we get you in trouble.
Sawyer.
Oh, Sawyer. Sawyer's a big boy, too. Mike, we got a lot of big boys around here. All right. Anyway, guys, let's talk about the fact that for the first time in a zillion years, I'm using a zillion a lot today, I don't know the exact number, but it's a long time, you've got a significantly sized airport completely being built from scratch in Williston, and it opens officially on Saturday. What is the significance of this?
Well, Scott, it's been many years since a built-from-scratch airport has been built in North Dakota. I want to say since the 50s, most likely. And it was much needed, and it's a great accomplishment. And that the whole state rallied around, as well as our CODEL out in D.C. And the people of Williston led it to get this done. It was much needed because of, you know, obviously what's happening out west with the whole energy industry. So it's a huge accomplishment. I'll be out there in a month, the CEO roundtable for the statewide chambers meeting out there. I'll be out there in a month talking about drones. But very exciting news for North Dakota this week.
How about you, Mr. Sawyer?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a huge infrastructure investment. So I think it was a great move by the state. And like Tommy said, the legislature and the governor's office and the CODEL all coming together to make that work is one of the things that makes North Dakota such a great state to do business in. But that represents, I think, a recognition of how important Western North Dakota is to the not just the North Dakota economy, but the U.S. economy, and putting that kind of infrastructure investment means that they've got a generation of world-class facilities there to support all the great work going on out in the Williston area. So I it's a fabulous investment for the state.
And, you know, they just don't build airports in communities this size from scratch. It just doesn't happen. But in this case, you know, it had to happen. I think there's some aviation reasons that it had to happen. There was, you know, kind of in the middle of the community, which I'm sure made it challenging for pilots, but obviously the size too now to be able to bring in and have the terminal for the amount of traffic that's happening there. What's new in aviation today, these days, Tommy, from the standpoint of you know, I mean, what does a new airport bring you? Obviously, it's more choices, I would assume, probably at some point from airlines because they can go in there now. But what from a pilot's perspective, what's new with a new airport like this? What's better?
Well, the number one thing is the bigger runways, the larger aircraft. Williston, when it grew so exponentially, it basically grew right around the airport, and you know you. There was nowhere to park. The terminal was tiny, and so it was just a big undertaking. And by having it moved out of town, it'll be a lot safer as well, and it'll just service all the business people and all the industries that much better, and hopefully it provide more service, right? More carriers, and it'll also help the business aviation community, so that there's you can get in and out of there. Easier for meetings with private aircraft, so all around winter, you know.
That is great. And Tom Sawyer, you have recruited companies that I'm not even sure they might have, you know, that known there was a North Dakota, but ever even considered for 30 seconds locating, you know, infrastructure there and companies there and employees there. And now you have the Northrop Grumman's and General Atomics, and you have also, you know, Harris and others coming here. How important is it that when these people come to kick the tires, if you will, they have an experience that says, okay, it's easy to get people in and out of here?
It's critical, Scott. You know, businesses look at ease of transportation as a crucial factor in where they set up locations. I mean, there's a lot of factors, but ease of transportation is certainly one. It also demonstrates a commitment by the state to put infrastructure in that allows more investment and more growth. And airports are inherently a kind of government operation. I mean, there are a lot of private airports to be sure, but, you know, government needs to take on the responsibility of putting airports in place and investing in them like they did here. And now it's a huge asset that can be leveraged for more economic growth. Like Tommy said, you know, allows airlines, certainly passenger airlines, but also allows for the bringing in of equipment, and, you know, some cargo type, you know, capabilities from the air side, bringing them directly into western North Dakota instead of maybe coming into the eastern part of the state and staging it and driving it over to the west. So it's a huge investment, and it's a hugely valuable investment for the whole state.
And again, I say, way to go, Williston, way to go, North Dakota, because this doesn't happen every day. As Tommy said, you know, the 50s, right? The last airport in a community this size where you're just building it from scratch. You know, airports get expanded and different things, but this one just, okay, whole new plan. You know, and reminds me of Denver years ago when they said, you know what, we're just going to start from scratch and go way the heck out in the boondocks there. You know, and it's our version of that, which is pretty exciting. So it just says a lot about the North Dakota way, finding a way to get it done and also have some great benefits. And also what's happening out there. I mean, think about that. What's happening in the Bakken is affecting everybody. You got an industry that's paying 50%, half of all the taxes paid in the state, right? There's a lot going on out there. So you need airports. You need hotels. You need infrastructure. You need all that to make it happen. So, all right, we're going to take a break. More on our conversation we call Drones, Planes, and People. Monthly chat with our friends from Grand Sky. Tom Sawyer, EyeSight RPV Services. Tommy Kenville. We're going to talk a little bit about Beyond a Visual Line of Sight. No easy way to say that acronym. BVLOS, right? Beyond Visual Line of Sight when we come back, and some events coming up, so stay tuned for that after this.
This is your invitation to take flight at the Williston Basin International Airport. XWA. Community Day is Saturday, October 5th. We'll be broadcasting live on What's On Your Mind for a preview on Friday the 4th, too. XWA is the first ground-up commercial airport built in the Midwest since the 40s. Be a part of history. Come see XWA, the all-new Williston Basin International Airport, during Community Day, Saturday, October 5th. Find out more at xwaproject.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org. Are you ready?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The 2020 HDs are coming in. Heck, all the 2020s are coming in. That means there's a bunch of 2019s on closeouts. So they can get those all cleared out. Get yours, shop, click, drive at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Texter says, I'm trying to call, and I can't get through on 2580-5050. Please read on air page 28 in your book, Grassroots. You want me to read from my book? I'm assuming it's a yes.
Wow.
Could be a she. I think that'd be rather boring. But I will tell you what I'll do. We've got one final segment with our friends Tom Sawyer and Tommy Canfield Jr. here. So I'm not going to have the time to do it in this segment, but I will find it and read it tomorrow. Just remind me if I don't.
You know, okay? I'm going to have to find it and read it tonight. Cause...
Yeah, 28's got me kind of interested now. Hmm. But thank you for reading the book. That's very much appreciated. It's wonderful. Thank you. Don't forget we have a 24/7 line, by the way, when you can't get through. And we know about 2580-550 because of some... Who are we blaming this on, AT&T? Let's blame it on somebody.
Sure.
It'll get fixed quicker if they don't, you know, they get a little heat.
Or the Russians, number, you could blame them, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of popular, right?
The toll-free number is 800-228-0550, okay? You got questions for Tom, Tommy, drones, planes, people, any of our segments, you can call 800-228-0550. 24/7, you can call the Beat the Buffalo hotline because, as North Dakotans, we are like Buffalo. We go into the storm, and Oasis Petroleum does just exactly that, and they like celebrating North Dakotans to do the same thing. That's 855-200-1776. Follow the prompts once you get the call. 855-200-1776. Okay, gentlemen, tell me about the upcoming test that's going to happen with Beyond Visual Line of Sight in Fargo. What's going on there?
So, Scott, so Nick Flom and the Northern Plains Test Site and the Department of Commerce are hosting an industry day on Tuesday the 15th in Fargo, where they will present their vision and their plans and offer the various requests for proposals to companies that want to support the state in a statewide network that allows drones to fly farther than the pilot can see them. And that's a huge issue in the industry. It's one of the things that's kind of holding the industry back a little bit. So North Dakota is once again in this industry taking a leadership role, and they are inviting everyone in the industry who is interested in this kind of thing to come to Fargo on the 15th and listen to the North Dakota vision and participate in it. So it's really going to be an exciting day. They're going to roll out all the plans for how they're going to hire companies to help them. They're going to roll out the vision for what the system needs to be and how they want to execute it. So that's something that's just really, really fabulous for the state to really see this kind of get on the ground and get rolling. It's not just talking about it anymore. We're going to actually start doing it.
Now, the test site, some people might not understand what that, you know, all means, but it's obviously a lot of airspace, right?
Yes, Scott. It's the state of North Dakota. We are one of seven FAA test sites, and the Department of Commerce manages the test site, but Nick Flom is the executive director of Northern Plains UAS test site. And we're a leader in many, many things, like Tom mentioned earlier, and our state putting in this radar going statewide is going to just be a game changer for so many industries like agriculture and energy and service companies and entrepreneurs. It's very exciting. A company like ours, we bought a large drone, gas powered, just because this radar is coming in into North Dakota. So I'm looking forward to October 15th. Nick does an excellent job of running a safe test site so that all of us get in the air, but we follow the rules. And very exciting times for North Dakota.
Is an industry day, you know, people from the UAS industry like you two, or is the industry day, you know, folks from different sectors of the economy that might find out how to, in fact, benefit from using UAS systems?
It's both. The end users are certainly invited, and a number of them have agreed to participate to talk about how they intend to use this kind of a network, but it's really focused toward the companies that can deliver the services, the engineering, the equipment, all the things necessary to put this network in place. The industry day is really focusing on how do we build this thing and how are we going to build this thing and do you want to be a part of building it? So, you know, that's the real focus, but I'll be on a panel talking about different investments that the state of North Dakota has made, and there will be some end users, some energy companies and ag companies that will talk about their vision for how they intend to use the system to help get companies more excited. I know a bunch of people are flying in from all over the place, Texas, Virginia, California, you know, really good technical companies that have a lot of capabilities are sending people in. They want to know about this.
Well, that's fantastic news. That really is. Tommy, about 30 seconds left. Anything else we want to get in here today?
No. I just really want to thank the aviation community again for supporting and the statewide effort for the Williston Airport because, you know, we wouldn't have drones if we didn't have a first-class aviation state. So that's very important to always remember. And, you know, exciting times for drones coming up this month because it's another landmark where North Dakota is leading. So it'll be very exciting on the 15th in Fargo.
Great information. Love doing this with you fellas. Thanks a ton. We do it monthly on What's on Your Mind. I'll tell you what's happening with drones, with planes, and with people. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Off to interview Governor Doug Burgum. He's hosting a Western Governor Initiative today, so we'll have that for you tomorrow on the program. Plus, Secretary Wilkie, the VA secretary in town, we'll have him on the program tomorrow as well.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.